So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, deep divers? Thank you for joining me. My name is Adam Roa, and I am about to take you on a deep dive musing. Meaning, we're just going to travel in my head for a moment, and I'm going to share with you some stuff that's on my mind. That happens to be exploring the non-physical reasons why we have physical ailments. So what do I mean by that? I mean, what are the spiritual, the energetic, like what are the other reasons that might be causing our illness or our disease or our pain? And to really give you an idea of how I arrived at this, I want to give you some background on me. I have always done sports as long as I can remember. I was a wrestler in high school, decently skilled at that, although I wasn't, let's say, a world beater, but I was on the Arizona national team, and I, in college, got into mixed martial arts. I actually thought that my path was going to be that of a cage fighter, and then I decided to move out to California to be an actor, and I knew I needed to stop getting punched in the face. And so I stopped training mixed martial arts. Before that, I'd also been training lifeguards. I'd been teaching lifeguards and teaching swim lessons, and I was a lifeguard. And yeah, anyway, I got to California, I worked in a restaurant, and then I switched over to being a personal trainer, and I started eventually my own personal training business. I went into business for myself, and I was a personal trainer for about 7 years or so. And during this time, I, like all that time, like the decade plus, I had this belief that if you exercised enough, you could basically eat and do whatever you wanted. Exercise was the key. And while exercise is important, it's not the only thing. And so I found out kind of the hard way, because at the age of like 27 or 28, I started getting some acne, which I really never battled with my entire life, which I didn't understand where that was coming from. I started to get a reaction, which later turned out to be a reaction to gluten, but like I would get like this really itchy scalp and these red bumps on my head, and I couldn't figure out where that was coming from. And then I had two different surgeries, actually, a year apart from each other. One was on my left hip and another was on my left wrist, and both of them had complications. My left hip led to some complications that lasted for a couple months, and my left wrist, they told me it was a 4 to 6 week recovery, and 2 years later I was still experiencing some pain from that. And as I was going through all this, there was a moment, especially after my hip surgery, where I was sitting on the couch and I couldn't walk and I was out of it, and I just felt so much like myself. Like I was so present to, hey, it's me, Adam, I'm here on the couch. I feel like myself, and yet I can't do anything that I normally think I can do. All the physical things I've associated myself with for so long, I can't do any of those right now, but I'm still me. And so that led me to the question, who am I if I'm not my body? And that question haunted me even into that next surgery and not healing, being like, what is going on? Why am I having these problems? I'm a really fit individual. I exercise all the time. My eating had gotten better, but it wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination. Still eating a lot of fast food and whatnot. And so that got me down the rabbit hole. I started researching a lot of people like Caroline Miss, and examining, you know, what are the other reasons why we may be struggling to heal, okay? And Caroline Miss is a medical intuitive, and she's written a lot of books and done a lot of talks. But so this is what I have to say. Now that you know the background of how I got down the rabbit hole of healing and the physical body and the energetic body, what I have arrived at so far is that your physical body and your energy body are layered on top of each other, okay? And lots of people will talk about the distance that your auric field, your energy body, your spiritual body actually go from your physical body, but they layer each other. And so what that means is that is if you're experiencing some pain in your physical body, that is going to be mirrored in some way in your energy body, okay? And vice versa. So if you're experiencing some sort of energy ailment, that will show up in your physical body and vice versa. So this understanding is really, really important, because if you want to heal your body, you can approach it from two angles, from both sides, the energetic and the physical. I had been trying to heal my body and optimize my body entirely through physical means, entirely through a physical understanding. And I wasn't healing, and I couldn't understand why. I was doing everything physically right. And that's because at a certain point, if the energy body isn't being looked at, then it's become a giant ball and chain. It's become a giant weight holding you down from moving forward with your healing process. Okay? And likewise, there's a lot of people that I see in let's say the new age spiritual community that are into meditation, they're into plant medicine, they're into all these things that allow them to look at their energy bodies, and yet they neglect the physical body. They don't exercise, or they don't eat well. And we are our own vessel for spirituality. We are our vessel for creative energy. We are our bodies. Like, imagine you're just traveling through the world. Your body is your transportation. And sometimes we go through some difficult periods of time, right? Like if we're a car, if our body's that car that we're taking on this journey, on this road through life, sometimes the road will be all fucked up, man. It'll be all like dirt roads and rocks and all of that. Totally, that happens. And sometimes it'll be smooth sailing. And the best way to prepare for that is preparing the physical body. And along the way, paying attention to the energetic body, which could be seen as, you know, the gas, or maybe even like the engine itself. I don't know. I didn't think of this metaphor before jumping on here to do this musing. What I want to stress to you is that if you're dealing with anything, any sort of recurring pain in your body, any sort of acne or diabetes or cancer, any of it, start asking yourself the question, why? Go beyond the physical. Go into the pain. How I like to do this is I like to meditate, and I like to visualize myself going into the space that is causing me pain. Into it so that I can understand why, what's there for me. I believe the foundation of everything I teach comes down to, I believe that we are the creators of our reality. And if I'm creating this reality around me, then I'm creating that illness. I'm creating that lack of healing in my wrist. I'm creating the inflammation in the hip. I'm creating it. Why? What is there for me to uncover? It is pointing at something. It's pointing at something because the physical symptoms and the energetic symptoms are layered. And so when we can understand both of them, we will expedite our healing tremendously. Give that a thought for just a moment. What if that flu that you caught, what if the reason you caught that was because your body was trying to tell you about some sort of issue in your energy body? What if that car accident that led to the hip surgery was the very thing that gave you permission to slow down and stop and sit with yourself long enough to recognize that you were out of alignment? The healing process is far, far more complex than just popping a pill. It's not as simple as, here, take this one supplement and you're good. In Western medicine, they have gotten really, really focused on treating symptoms as opposed to causes. When you walk into a doctor's office and you say, oh, I'm lethargic and I just don't feel motivated and I don't have much of an appetite and I'm just really kind of apathetic, they say, oh, you have depression. Take this pill. And yet, depression is actually just the word that they use to describe all those symptoms. All of those symptoms that you've just described, when taken as a whole, they're like, oh, that sounds like depression. And mind you, I totally understand that there are chemical imbalances that happen in the brain. Totally get it. It runs in my family. I'm very well acquainted with it. And I also know that all of those, like the what depression, all those symptoms that are being described, those are still just symptoms. They're symptoms of something else. What's underneath that? What is going on underneath that? What's triggering the depression? What's triggering the alcoholism? What's there for us to discover about ourselves? If you have ever heard of anyone who has recovered from anything that you have, then you know that it is possible. If someone has come back from and gotten off antidepressants ever in history, if someone has stopped drinking and never drank again, or even developed a healthy relationship to drinking. If you have those examples in front of you, you know that it is possible. The first step in healing yourself is knowing that it is possible to heal yourself. You are not broken. The rules don't simply apply to everyone else and not for you. And in my own journey of healing, the single greatest mindset shift for me happened when I realized that the healing process goes beyond the physical process. My ability to see my physical body shift and change as my attitude and my energetic focus has shifted and changed. And so I wanted to share that perspective with you today because it's been on my mind and because I really don't want to see anyone suffer unnecessarily. I hope that this little bit of awareness, this little short glimpse into how I approach my life and my healing process will help some of you with yours. And as always, no matter what's going on in your life, remember that you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.